Now that Congress has approved a tax reform plan, what will that mean for Ohio's economy in 2018? Here to talk with me about that via Skype is an economist at Ohio State University, Mark Partridge. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Debbie.
Under this bill, over the next several years, all taxpayers will get at least some tax relief. Then going forward, those cuts tend to disproportionately benefit the rich. How does that affect Ohio compared to other states?
I think in terms of Ohio, I think Ohio might slightly benefit more than the country in the context that there's some very favorable treatment for investment, and the kind of investment would likely be disproportionately in manufacturing. So I would suggest just a slight benefit to Ohio relative to the rest of the country.
Do you think that will mean more jobs then and better pay for workers?
That's unlikely because, as a lot of economists say, that this is a solution in search of a problem. That the real problem that Ohio and the country faces is that we lack human capital, education, skills, knowledge, where the U.S. used to be near the top of the world in the 1990s. Now we're about in the middle and falling in terms of the advanced economies.
So that means what, worker training, vocational training, more education?
All of that and more.
One of the biggest winners in this bill is corporations, which will get substantial income tax cuts. How will that affect Ohio's economy? Is that good news?
It'll probably have relatively little effect on Ohio's economy. In terms, Ohio tends to follow the nation. We're usually a little bit below, but we tend to follow the nation. And the national forecast is growth will go up about 0.5%, 0.7%, say instead of 2.5%. That means we'll grow about that. But thereafter, economists don't see very much effect at all. That the kind of, you know, going back to the kind of things that we really need, it's not being provided by the tax cut. The other issue that we're facing in Ohio and the U.S. is we're pretty close to full potential. Our capital stock is near full utilization. Workforce availability is getting tighter and tighter and tighter. There really isn't that much more room to grow. And if we were, the Federal Reserve would start lifting interest rates.
Have you studied whether corporations that get tax cuts actually give any of that money to workers?
I have not personally studied that, but the general word from economists is around 75%, though to up to a little over 80% will remain with corporate owners. So the best study of that was by some Treasury economists. It was a peer-reviewed study a few years ago. They estimated about 82% of a corporate tax cut would go to owners of capital, you know, say stockholders and so on, while about 18% will trickle down to workers through higher productivity from investment.
Another big part of this tax bill doubles the standard deduction to $24,000, which some people have said will lower the incentive for charitable giving. Do you see that disproportionately affecting Ohioans?
I don't think we'll have much of an effect in Ohio. In fact, I personally don't think it'll have a major change in the context that the vast majority of charitable contributions come from people wealthier than people who'd be taking that $24,000 standard deduction.
Turning now to President Trump's infrastructure plan, we still don't have all the details of what that will include. What should Ohioans hope for?
A relatively large, but not too large of an infrastructure plan in the sense that the U.S. economy is already at full potential. We can't grow that much faster. We don't want to set off inflation. However, we have so many infrastructure needs, you know, bridges that are near collapsing, water systems that are old and decrepit, the same with sewage systems and rural areas lacking broadband coverage. Rather than one big boost in infrastructure, one of the things I would like to see is ongoing infrastructure expenditure.
Overall, do you think 2018 will have more positive inputs or negative ones for Ohio's economy?
I think Ohio will do relatively well. I don't personally see any danger on the economy. The one thing that certain economists have pointed to, though I don't want to raise too much of a threat, is the fact that with so much capital floating around the world with low interest rates, that asset prices have been bid up, whether we're talking about Bitcoin or global stock markets, where the U.S. is moving up right along with the global stock markets. And so there are a lot of economists who are concerned that this is turning into an asset bubble. And we know from the housing bust, when asset bubbles break, bad things could potentially happen. I don't see that as a big threat, but I see that as the main thing that's kind of lingering over the global economy.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking about Ohio's economy in the new year with Ohio State economist Mark Partridge. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Debbie.